Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Husband's Secret Affair with His Assistant, A Marriage of Betrayal. Infidelity and Revenge Romance is a contemporary romance novel by Ella Amifa and part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series. The book belongs to the marriage in trouble subgenre, where domestic stability is shattered by secrecy, emotional betrayal, and the arrival of a rival relationship inside the home or workplace. Based on the available listing information, the story centers on a wife discovering that her husband is involved with his assistant, turning a seemingly secure marriage into a crisis shaped by shock, grief, and the desire for justice. The novel is positioned as a revenge romance. So the conflict is not only about infidelity, but also about the heroine's response to humiliation and the possibility of reclaiming self-worth. Like many books in this series, it appears designed for readers who want high-angst relationship drama, emotionally direct storytelling, and a resolution that combines confrontation with romantic payoff. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a workplace affair that turns marriage into a private betrayal. The central conflict relies on a familiar but effective setup in betrayal romance. A husband crosses both emotional and social boundaries by becoming involved with his assistant. That detail matters because it gives the infidelity a double edge. The affair is not just secretive. It emerges from a professional relationship that should have been controlled and visible, which increases the sense of deception. In this kind of story, the assistant is more than a rival love interest. She represents the intrusion of work into domestic life, and that intrusion makes the marriage feel unsafe even before the betrayal is fully exposed. The premise, therefore, creates immediate tension because the wife is not only confronting a cheating spouse, but also a relationship that likely developed in plain sight while she believed her marriage was secure. This setup is a strong fit for readers who want emotionally grounded conflict rather than abstract romantic drama, since the betrayal is tied to a recognizable modern context. Secondly, the emotional structure of A Marriage in Crisis. The book is built around the breakdown of marital trust, which is the defining engine of the Her Marriage in Crisis series. In this structure, the marriage itself becomes the main site of suspense. Readers are meant to watch how loyalty, communication, and self-image collapse under the weight of hidden behavior. The value of this format is that it makes the emotional stakes immediate. A marriage is not merely ending, it is being tested in ways that force the heroine to interpret years of shared history differently. That creates a layered reading experience, because every affectionate moment can be re-evaluated as possible manipulation or denial. The crisis framework also lets the novel explore the practical consequences of infidelity, including shock, anger, and the difficulty of deciding whether a relationship can be repaired. Instead of treating betrayal as a single event, the book likely uses it as a process that changes how each character is understood. This gives the novel its dramatic momentum and explains its appeal to readers who prefer high-conflict romance. Thirdly, revenge romance as a response to humiliation and loss. The revenge element gives the story its distinctive emotional direction. In betrayal romances, revenge is rarely only about punishment. It is also about restoring dignity after public or private humiliation. That is important here because the heroine is not simply a victim of cheating. She is positioned to respond, to evaluate what she will accept, and to move from shock toward action. This can take several narrative forms in the genre, such as confrontation, emotional withdrawal, strategic separation, or choosing a new romantic path. Whatever form it takes, the underlying function is the same: revenge becomes a way to reclaim agency. The appeal of this mechanism is that it shifts the heroine from passive suffering to active decision-making. For readers, that matters because it transforms the novel from a standard infidelity story into one about self-respect and consequences. It also helps explain why this series attracts readers who enjoy strong emotional reversal. Since the betrayed spouse is not expected to remain trapped in the role of injured partner, fourthly, why the book appeals to fans of high-angst domestic romance. This novel fits squarely within a readership that enjoys intense domestic drama rather than light relationship conflict. The available series positioning suggests recurring themes such as cheating husbands, other women, groveling, second chances, and emotionally charged reunions or replacements. Those elements indicate a narrative model built on pain first and resolution later. That structure appeals to readers who want a strong emotional payoff and are comfortable with unresolved tension for much of the story. The likely audience is looking for a romance that explores the darker side of commitment, where love is not secure and trust must be earned or replaced. The book also benefits from the serial nature of the series. Since readers who already enjoy one marriage in crisis story are likely to seek similar betrayals with different variations. In that sense, the book is not trying to be subtle. Its appeal lies in predictable thematic pressure paired with a satisfying reversal. Lastly, what the story suggests about agency, self-worth, and aftermath beyond the immediate affair plot, The book is likely to resonate because it asks what comes after betrayal. That aftermath is important in romance fiction centered on infidelity, since the central question is not only who cheated, but what the betrayed partner does next. The story invites reflection on self-worth, boundaries, and whether trust can survive deliberate deception. Even when the plot moves toward reconciliation or a new relationship, the emotional core remains the heroine's recovery of control over her own life. For readers, that creates a clear moral and emotional framework. The heroine's choices become a statement about value and consequence, while the husband's actions define the depth of the damage. Compared with gentler romance novels, this book stands out by putting the cost of betrayal front and center, making healing and empowerment part of the main narrative rather than a background concern. This book is best suited to readers who actively seek betrayal-driven contemporary romance, especially stories built around cheating husbands, emotional fallout, and a heroine who has to reclaim her dignity under pressure. It will likely appeal most to fans of high-angst domestic fiction who want the conflict to feel personal, intimate, and morally charged rather than playful or lightly dramatic. The practical value of the novel lies in its clear emotional arc. It stages the rupture of trust, the pain of discovery, and the possibility of response, whether through separation, confrontation, or romantic redirection. In a crowded subgenre, what makes it stand out is its precise focus on marriage under strain and its explicit revenge romance framing. That combination promises not just infidelity drama, but a story about consequences and recovery. Readers familiar with Ella Amifa's series will likely appreciate the consistent thematic pattern and the familiar emotional intensity. For new readers, it offers a straightforward entry into a highly specific genre niche where betrayal, self-worth, and romantic resolution are the core attractions. If you would like to support Ella Amifa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.